This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's! The party is saved!
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush had to depart for the final hour, but we thank you for joining us for the first 2 hours. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. Now, there's no game for Nebraska this weekend for an opponent preview. So what better time, Sip, than right now on this eve of all these games tomorrow in college football to bring on your brother, the life of the party, Marty Sipple. Marty, good morning. Welcome back to Early Break. You are a very popular man
good
here.
Good morning. How's everybody doing out there?
We're doing great. Sip tells me that you had some sort of party last night you attended. You want to go into details next,
no,
Marty?
No, I not only attended, I hosted.
You hosted the party. Well, what was going on,
good
Marty?
Good thing you attended.
Local Hospice Foundation annual board Christmas party, and we hosted it. Angie and I hosted it at our house. Yes.
Nice. How many people?
I'd say there was 40 people there.
Okay. Well, that's a big. It's a lot of people, Marty.
Did you embarrass yourself in any way, Marty?
What's that?
Did you embarrass yourself in any way?
No, I think I avoided that.
You didn't eat anything like. Too much, didn't go too hard into the deviled eggs or anything like that.
No, I paced myself. I did have to talk a little, so I gave a little introduction. And
did you?
Got that. Okay.
Now I'm curious, Marty, because Bill told us yesterday in his Bill's Thrills that he sometimes will send Tupperware to different parties for people to take home food and send home. What did anybody show up with Tupperware to your party last night to take food home with them? Like Bill does, apparently.
You know what we do, though? We had food left over, and the tradition that we have is that when we have food left over after events like this, I bring it into my office, and it really goes quick. It goes quick here at the office.
What what did you bring to the office? Was there?
Oh, there was some cookies and some sort of a pasta salad.
Okay, we better move on.
Now, you asked, Marty is wearing what he's told you. He's got the Nebraska Herbie Husker sweatshirt on today. He's donning the attire today. Did you get this shirt? Did you get this for him, Sip?
No, I don't think
this is a present from you?
No.
Looks good, Marty. I like the attire today. It's very nice.
I like this shirt. I noticed Bill had a LSU shirt on earlier.
He did.
Today.
You have been on since 7:45.
That's what I saw. I've seen him since about 7:45. He's been watching the show for the last half hour.
Nice job, Marty. You got it. Okay, so let's get to brass tacks.
Now, we got to ask you, Marty, because you live obviously in Tallahassee. You are a Husker fan, also and a Florida State fan. And
right.
Florida State had a chance to make a bowl game. They did, 6-6 is not what they wanted. But they were 5-6 playing Florida last weekend and got shellacked 40-21. 5-7, this 2 years in a row, no bowl game. Mike Norvell is sticking around, but what's the temperature right now? What's the vibe in Tallahassee with keeping Norvell?
Well, it's a really good question. I watched that game, that Gator game, and my take on it, I have a couple takes on it. One is the FSU defenders, I would say, were marginally interested in tackling people.
Wow.
I don't know that they were 100% interested. And related to that is the talk in Tallahassee is that the town has sort of left Mike Norvell.
Okay.
I think that, I mean, he's, they've announced that he was is going to stay. He's going to have his job for next year, but boy, he better produce some better results next year. And it was sort of a lukewarm, I think, reception to that decision. There was some talk, and we had a little talk about this last night.
Okay, at the party.
The athletic director at FSU is a guy named Michael Alford, and him and Lane Kiffin were together at USC several years ago. And apparently there was some reach out to Lane Kiffin at some point in November by FSU, which apparently didn't go anywhere, but there was an effort in November to reach out to Lane Kiffin.
Why would Kiffin do that, Marty?
I think Kiffin turned it down. And what I understand that he's basically wanted to stay in the SEC and he wasn't interested in going to the ACC. So that's what I understand on that. But they did reach out to it.
Okay. Marty Sipple joins us.
Your brother.
My brother. What's the temperature in the Tony White discussion? What's that narrative like?
I think he's on a very hot seat. Like I say, his defense against the Gators literally did not show up. I mean, they just were terrible. I think they gave up 40 points.
Yeah, they did.
And a little more. And it was not good. Not good. And I think Tony's in big trouble. I think that Gus Malzahn is probably in a little bit of trouble. But I think Tony's, yes, I would look for changes there. Yes.
If you were Norvell, would you be concerned about apathy?
Yes. I mean, it's unlike Nebraska, FSU. We've talked about this on this show before. FSU does not fill up their stadium on a regular basis.
Hmm.
They're sort of like, hey, if things are going good, we'll come. If things are not going so good, we'll stay and watch it on TV.
Which is amazing because you go back to the first game of the season, Florida State came off a 2-10 season, beats Alabama at home. You were there. We saw your sticker that you were there. You had that was on, and people were fired up. They went from unranked to top 10, and it really fell apart quickly. They blew out the next team like 70-3, some bad team, and then it just went south so quickly. I got to imagine it's just a very confusing season for you and the Seminoles fans, Marty.
It's hard to understand where it went off the track.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I think it's hard to understand where it went off the tracks. I think like all college teams, you know, your quarterback is so critical. And I think Tommy Castellanos is a good, great athlete. No question. Great athlete. And can do some things with his legs and make some plays, but really make some bad decisions and throw some bad interceptions. And you know, they just could not, they always got behind. They were always behind like two touchdowns right away to everybody. And it just got to be a pattern. And, but I can't explain it. I don't understand. I mean, you know, the whole dynamics of the portal and, you know, development guy of all that. And I don't know that Norvell has figured it out yet. I don't know that Norvell's figured it out.
It's an interesting discussion. Now, you are a trained attorney, and I am a trained, essentially a trained coach. And I would.
essentially, yeah, sports, you're a coach. Coach Sipple over
here. I fancy myself a coach. Marty, I'd say the number one thing for a quarterback is decision making.
Yes.
I mean, always remember that. Now, that your next party, you can say that to your lawyer friends. The number one thing for a quarterback is to make good decisions and take care of the ball. Right. Castellanos doesn't do that.
Does not do that. That's right. And put him in some difficult situations and short fields and that kind of thing. And then the defense didn't really, I don't know what the motivation problem was there. Hmm. But like I say, I mean, there was some half-hearted efforts there.
Happens, Marty. When the season goes south, I've seen some half-hearted efforts here. Speaking of Nebraska, confusing. people, there's some confusion here in this fan base, the Nebraska football fan base, which you still follow very close. You follow Nebraska football. What was your reaction to the Iowa loss? Were you, did you make it through the whole game? What was your level of consternation?
It's interesting that you asked that question. I did not make it through the end of the Iowa game, honestly. I was very dispirited towards the end of the third quarter. I mean, it was just – I mean, I'll say it. And
go ahead.
Penn State and Iowa, we just got hammered. We just got hammered. I mean, it was just a physical – just a physical – I actually – for we talked about this, Steve. I did my first post ever on the message board.
You did not.
Oh, boy.
And it was that it reminded me – it was more about the Penn State game, but it reminded me of the Ohio State game when we – during COVID, mm-hmm. when there was no fans in the stands. And we played Ohio State, and I – at that during that game, I was concerned about Nebraska's players getting seriously injured.
Were you really?
Yeah, because there was so much.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org. redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Smaller and yeah. skinnier
yeah.
than the Ohio State players. And I kind of felt that way during Penn State and Iowa. Uh-huh. I mean, they just physically hammered us.
Yeah.
And I hear you. It's terrible. I mean, we've got to, I mean, the talk, I mean, I follow you guys and I know the talk of the world up there is they've got to get better in the trenches, but that's just absolutely true. They've got to go spend some money. I guess get some guys out of the portal and do whatever they need to do to get some guys in the trenches.
Now, Marty, you do not live in Lincoln. You live in Tallahassee. So you don't get to talk to the Husker fans at the water cooler like people do in Lincoln. So, you know, you have your own opinions. Now, Nebraska entered November at 6-2. They had a chance to beat USC, get this ranked win, you know, the streak off their backs. They lose that game with Dylan's injury. Still at 29 straight losses to ranked teams. They get, as you mentioned, blown out to Penn State and Iowa to end the year. I want to ask you this. Go back to October and now evaluate this now. How have your opinions changed on the season and Matt Rhule from then to now?
I mean,
as a fan.
I mean, here's my thing. I think the season completely changed when Raiola got hurt. Uh-huh. And I know you can't, you got to have next man up mentality, and I get all that. Mm-hmm. But I thought that they could have maybe won the USC game if he wouldn't have got hurt. And then who knows what could have happened from there. But that goes right back to the discussion of the trenches, because you have a risk of your quarterback getting hurt when you don't have a good offensive line. So you've got to – I mean, it's just such an interlocking thing. But I think – I mean, it's interesting you ask about Rhule. This is year three, and this was supposed to be the breakthrough year based on his history. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I guess if we win the bowl game, it'll be a better year than last year. But I don't know that we're going to win that bowl game. I mean,
well,
I
you
think
might,
it's a
though.
Problem.
That's why you play the game.
And then year four, next year, I'm a little concerned based on the schedule that they're not going to break through next year.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm a big proponent of patience, a big proponent of patience with these coaches. I think the last thing Nebraska needs is another coaching upheaval. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need that. And so I think we've got to put our eggs in the Rhule basket and hope that he does what he needs to do and go from there. You know,
why are you such a proponent of patience? And has that changed? Have you changed your tune on that at all?
No, I think it's, my basis for that has always been two guys, Osborne, who took 20 years to break through, and in today's landscape would have never been given 20 years to break through. Mm-hmm. And Leonard Hamilton at FSU basketball, more than 10 years to break through.
Okay.
But those guys did ultimately break through. Mm-hmm. And I just think you gotta have some patience. And I think all the upheaval it's a bad pattern. I think you gotta have some consistency, and you know, these guys need to learn the plays over a course of a couple of different years and not have a new coordinator every year and all that. So, you know, I'm a big proponent of patience, but we'll see what happens.
You would be, you know, I probably need to write this, Marty. You would be startled, I think, if you just took time, and I know you're busy, you know, not everybody has time like that, to go through Nebraska's depth chart and look at the number of young players that sophomores and redshirt freshmen and freshmen that are either have already are making an impact or about ready to make an impact. Rhule is correct when he keeps saying we're a young roster. I think that I need to hammer that point home a little harder as a columnist. Which, by the way, did you happen to see? I'm going to ask him about that thread. Did you happen to see the thread on? I think it was after the game that Friday after the game against Iowa that one of the posters, since you're on our board now, Marty, said, I think we need to have a conversation. Sipple doesn't know anything about football.
Did you see that?
Did you
Marty?
Happen to see that one?
maybe he started the thread.
Did you start that?
That was Marty.
Did you chime in on that?
What I told somebody is I got on that message board, but there's a lot of knuckleheads on that
easy.
Message board.
Oh, they know it. They know that. They're very aware. There was no easy at all. They're very aware of that.
Welcome to Red Sea Scrolls, Marty. I like having you on there. Post away.
Did you suggest that he join, or just like his own doing?
He did his own.
No, what made you all of a sudden decide to hop on the message boards, Marty?
I was really frustrated with that Penn State situation. Okay, I mean, that was why. We have got to get more physical. And my only hope with this, I'm interested in you guys' take on this with Utah. I mean, I don't know if it's official, but I guess we're playing Utah in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And they're a big running team, and that's going to be a problem. But they're not in the Big Ten.
Right.
So my only hope on that is that they're a big running team, but not in the Big Ten. So maybe not quite as much as the hammer.
Well,
as Iowa or Penn State or teams like that.
The problem, Marty, is that Utah is number 2 in the country in rushing yards per game. That is going to be a problem. I mean, They won a game that they gave up 470 yards in the ground to K-State. So you can run the football on them, but the question is going to be, do you have Emma Johnson? You know you don't have Rocco Spindler at right guard. Your starting guard is out for this game. So there's a lot of things going against Nebraska if it's Utah as the opponent. Let's just say that.
I think I'll speak for Marty here. What Marty's wondering, though, Jake, is if Utah, even though they're our number two in rushing offense, are they as big and physical as, say, Michigan?
Probably not, but I think they're still, you know, they played some, you know, they played good teams this year.
Who's their best win?
Well, let's check and see their schedule. I don't know off the top of my head, but
while you're looking up that, I'm going to ask you this. What is your level of interest in Nebraska Creighton hoops on Sunday?
I mean, I'll try to watch that game. I mean, I've been following the hoops team is off to a good start, obviously. Uh-huh. And I'm excited to see that. I think Creighton's, my understanding, a little down this year. Mm-hmm. So
far.
I think Nebraska got a chance to win that game.
Great chance.
I'm happy. And I'm also very interested in the volleyball situation. I mean, they have been so dominant, but, you know, we'll see if that can carry through the tournament. I'm really interested to see that, too.
And they'll play tonight against Long Island University at Devaney following the K-State San Diego
Louisville
match.
They got Louisville, and who's the other team in their bracket that's pretty good?
Not positive. I'll have to check out the bracket. I think it's Texas.
Well, we don't know.
Well, look. Marty, you asked about Utah's best wins. Here's your options of the best. I won't go through all 10, but the best would be probably when they beat Arizona State 42-10. That's a good win. They beat Cincinnati 45-14. Obviously, Cincy fell apart in the year, but that was a good win.
Good win.
And that's probably their best win.
Those are good wins. I mean, that Cincinnati game, Marty, automatically concerns you. They beat Cincy 45-14. That's trouble.
Yeah.
I mean,
when was that? I mean, Cincinnati kind of faltered later in the year.
That was the November 1st, same day as Nebraska's lost to USC. November 1st, they won that game.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's problematic. It's funny. I mean, that's one reason I was so dispirited. I mean, football is such an interesting thing because it brings people together. I was going to go to Tampa to the ReliaQuest Bowl if we would have won that game, and you know, my son would have won, and Steve would have been down there.
Yeah,
I am not going to go to Las Vegas. Oh. I'm not going to go to the
party. Come on.
That's a tough ask.
Could have had a reunion over the holidays, but not going to happen.
It's a tough ask, right?
Yeah.
But Marty, that game, Nebraska Utah, which we're anticipating, and in fact that Sean has already booked our rooms. That's in the Raiders Stadium. There's going to be he didn't know either, Jake.
It's indoors.
It's indoors. There'll be Marty. There's going to be probably 60,000 people at that game. Is my guess.
Total or Huskers?
60,000 total. Because Utah, Marty, is close, you know, geographic.
This isn't a playoff game. You're not going to get 60,000 Nebraska fans.
You could get combined, right?
Yes, I know, but he was asking Nebraska. No. Maybe if Nebraska made a playoff game, 60,000 is in play, but not for the Vegas Bowl. But total, yes.
Yeah.
And what they have in USC, 25 for the USC game out there in L.A., about 25,000 Husker fans
The UCLA game.
UCLA.
There were about 20. I'd take 20. Yeah. It was in that range. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, Nebraska fans will go if they're excited. That's for sure.
It's just in.
Marty, it's always good talking to you. We will chat with you, I'm sure, at some point again this month. But, you know, thanks for joining us as always.
Let me give a quick shout out to the SMU group chat. Girls.
All right.
Grace O'Grady, Susan Reiber, and my wife Angie. They're listening in.
Okay. Oh God. Angie, hello, Angie. How are you? Angie's amazing. She is.
I met her before.
Yeah, you've met her.
She's been in studio here.
She's a live wire.
For the pregame show once.
And she has a lot of strong opinions and good opinions.
Yeah, we didn't have a time for to get into the Texas-Miami debate, but maybe we'll do that
we'll get to it next week, Marty. We'll make it happen next week. How about that? He's Marty Sipple.
Good job, Marty. Good job.
Thanks, Marty. Must be it. Marty Sipple, always a pleasure talking to your brother on the show.
Yeah, he was dialed in, focused today. Yeah,
Marty is always focused. He's a professional. He's become a radio pro now.
He had some very reasonable thoughts on Nebraska football.
That's why we bring him on.
Yeah.
Reasonable takes.
Reasonable thoughts.
When we come back, can we be reasonable about Nebraska and Creighton on Sunday? A little preview of that next on Early Break and the Ticket.